Jaden Smith with the Arweva Rockets joining us here as we take a look at where she decided to head off to further her education and, of course, for further her college basketball career as well. Jaden, I appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Let's take you through that process a little bit. When did you start thinking that you wanted to play a sport at the next level?
Well, towards the end of the season, I started to look into some colleges, just thinking maybe I would go play, just not really knowing quite for sure or 100% if I was really interested in doing that. And then, like I said, after the last game, I think it was the next day after, I just knew, like, almost instantly, like, I wanted to be playing basketball, and I just wasn't ready to give it up. So I then from there decided with 100% that I was going to play basketball somewhere.
What was it, which sport you wanted to play that was kind of holding you up on deciding things? Because I know you were mentioning, and you haven't said it yet here in the interview, but when we were talking ahead of time, track was a sport as well that, you know, coaches were expressing interest in you. So is that part of the holdup, was figuring out what sport you wanted to play?
Yeah, it was in the beginning because I just kind of wanted to leave myself open, just not commit to one sport and just close myself off to other options. So I just kind of let things roll and just whatever came my way, I just considered. So in the beginning, I did consider possibly going to play track, but then once basketball season rolled around, I knew that there was no competing against basketball because that's what I wanted to do.
What is it about basketball that you love so much?
It's just something indescribable. It's like when you play and it's just, I can't even describe it. It's just, it doesn't compare to throwing the shot put or running the 100 for me personally. So that's just something that I can't explain it, but it's just something you feel, I guess.
Were there schools kind of talking and communicating with you a little bit during the season about basketball? And if so, were those the schools that you started kind of leaning towards here after the season ended and you decided you wanted to go play?
Yeah, towards the beginning, I was talking to, like, Iowa Central, Cornell, and then more towards the end, Iowa Central, and then DMAC. And I didn't want to necessarily play at Cornell, and I was thinking, looking into a JUCO like Iowa Lakes, but I just, location-wise, program-wise, I just wasn't feeling that was the best fit for me. So then when Iowa Central and DMAC rolled around, those were the two options that I seriously considered the most.
And it sounded like you like the style that both of them play.
Yeah, for sure. And like I mentioned to you earlier, the coach at Iowa Central, I love that coach a lot. He has a really great philosophy, and he's even a better person. I just loved the program as well. It's just necessarily, I didn't know if I wanted to be up in Fort Dodge, and just location came down to a key factor as well.
Take us through how that decision played out for you, and then I'm sure it probably wasn't easy to contact the coach up there and tell him that you were not coming.
Oh, yeah, it was heartbreaking because, you know, he's just such a good person, and I knew it was the right decision for me, but it just sucks to have to kind of give that news to someone. But when it came down to it, like, I just love Coach K, the program at DMAC, the philosophy, the basketball, and just, like, location, the girls as well. Like, Lexi Brandon plays there, so that's going to be awesome to have someone from the local area to be playing with. So when it came down to it, just other than the coach, DMAC was a no-brainer for me because Coach K just is awesome.
How much have you talked to Lexi about this through the process?
I didn't tell Lexi the first time I went because I didn't want to get her hopes up because I just wanted to figure out for myself if this is really what it was. And then as soon as I got done with the visit, I instantly texted her and I was like, tell me everything you can on DMAC because this is I'm really considering this now. And then also when I went and watched them play, actually, Lexi gave me the grand tour of campus and just showed me everything. So that's going to be fun to have a older teammate to, like, kind of take me under their ropes and get to, like, see through their eyes and just have help and stuff like that.
As you got a chance to kind of experience the program and the campus with Lexi and then with Coach K as well, what was it about the program that really stood out to you?
Well, just it's like a family there. Like, everyone's just, like, so close-knit. It's just a real family atmosphere. And also the culture, just everyone gets along so well. And it just makes you, like, they want you to push you, do your best, and just make the best version of yourself there, which is what I want to be able to do.
What were your conversations with Coach K like? What does he see in you, and how does he feel like that you can fit in and help that program?
Coach K is seeing me more as like a small forward, so that would be putting me in the three position, which is kind of a different transition for me as in high school I kind of just played, you know, whatever spot filled me. Like some years I'd be in the five spot, the four spot, the three spot, just kind of variating whatever. So this will really like pinpoint my role on the team and also kind of change it, because now I'm going to have to strengthen my perimeter game and quickness and shots. And also ball handling as well.
I was going to say, do you feel like it fits you pretty well?
Yeah, I feel like a small forward is kind of my ticket. Like, it's just a good combination of all the things that I can excel at and also grow on.
What areas you feel like you're pretty strong on heading into the college level?
I feel like my shooting is kind of my strong suit. You know, I can either go in, drive, or I can sit out on the three-point line and shoot it there too. And also just like I think also like overall like toughness, I feel like I just have enough like scrappiness in me to like be able to compete at that level, which I know I'm going to need some more of to really compete at that level as well.
You mentioned some areas you feel like you're going to have to work on to kind of fit in and be able to fit that role over there. How do you go about doing that here in the off season?
Oh, my dad, who's also my coach, him and I have been planning workouts and all this stuff for me to be able to do this summer. And the wheels are just spinning for him. He gets to get all this stuff together for me, and it's just really so exciting because, like, now basketball isn't over for me. I just get to keep going and rolling with him now.
You can tell the excitement in you that it's not over. What did it mean for you to make that decision? And then what was kind of the response you got from Coach K and also from Lexi when you told them that you were coming?
Well, just to make this decision, it's just like a weight off my chest, because now I know where I'm going and I know what I need to work on. And now it's just go time. I just got to start honing in on things and working. But Coach K's response, he was just so ecstatic when I called him on the phone, and I kind of surprised him, and he was just really excited. And then when I told Lexi, I think she saw it coming more than even I did. So when I told her, she wasn't too surprised, but she was really excited.
You like that style over there. It's an up and down style. What do you feel mm-hmm. like you got to do to kind of prepare that? You guys play that a little bit of at Arweva, but not quite at the same tempo. So how do you get yourself ready for that?
Yeah, like I said, just quickness, staying in shape, just so that way you can play to that speed and just keep running. But also, like, pass selection, dribbling, stuff like that. Just clean up some areas that I wasn't necessarily focusing on when I was playing at Arweva.
I know you're not just going over there to play basketball. You're going to be getting an education as well. How mm-hmm. much did that kind of pull into this decision with the major you're thinking about going into? And what are you planning on going into if you've got that decision made?
Yeah. So I'm going to go in and major in business. I'm not quite sure what field yet. I might also get two associates, just depending, because the good thing is like sharing with Carol, I've been able to get like 15 credits already from DMAC. So that will just roll right over to the Boone campus, and I can just keep rolling, taking those classes like that.
Do you have an idea what you want to do out of the future with that business degree? Is there a couple of things that kind of intrigue you, or you're going over there going, you know what, there's a lot of different things I can do. I'm going to find one once I get there.
I'm thinking more so like business or marketing. I'm just kind of torn between the two.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on the decision. Going to be fun getting a chance. I'll see if I can get over there next winter and watch you and Lexi play. This winter was a little tough to get some of that done, but congratulations on making that decision, and best of luck coming up in the future.
Thank you.
You bet. Jaden Smith again with the Arweva Rockets. Again, she's heading to DMAC to further her basketball and her educational career.